Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
Yes, 2009.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
Gloria Tuell, T-U-E-L-L.
Thank you. Okay, one moment. Okay, you did say that zip code was 20009.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not showing your name under that zip code. May I ask, what are you calling about?
Yes, on, let's see, 1118, you charged my account for $7.45. And I wondered what that was for.
Okay, and that was November the 18th?
Yes.
Okay, let me go back to that date. Okay, ma'am, I do see your name now, and could you verify the address on this account?
1616 18th Street Northwest, apartment 505, Washington, D.C.
Thank you. On this account, I see that the $7.45 was the shipping and handling charge for an air purifier.
For air what?
An air purifier.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Well, I didn't get that. I don't know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. It was initially offered as a promotional item. It's a welcoming gift. You had to pay $7.45 in shipping and handling. And once again, it's called an air purifier. Does any of that sound familiar?
No, I never got it.
Okay. So since you don't recall ordering that item and you did not receive it, I can cancel this account and transfer you over to the fraud department.
Would you please?
Okay, one moment. Okay, ma'am, I'm now going to transfer you over to the fraud department. Please stay on the line.